My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I do want to get to later on in the show if Steelers fans now hate Brandon Ayuk. I do want to get to that.
Okay.
I'll tell you who they should hate and should be mad at, and that is the Denver Broncos. This from Diana Russini of the website that fired Mark Caboli. Quote, the 49ers only were willing to trade Brandon Ayuk if they could get a top flight wide receiver to replace him. They offered a third round pick to Denver for Cortland Sutton and then would have dealt Ayuk to the Steelers, but the Broncos declined the offer. So the way that would have gone, Steelers give a second and a third round pick to the 49ers. 49ers give the Steelers Brandon Ayuk, flip that third round pick to the Broncos, get Cortland Sutton, and the Broncos would have then obviously had that third round pick. But you make a very good point off the air. You think the Broncos really wanted to help Russell Wilson get Brandon Ayuk? Probably not.
No. I mean, think about, I would assume, and I may be privy to how these things do go down, and I think that all three teams would have to be not in the same room, but know what's about to be accomplished. So you're going to ask for, you're going to give up a third round pick for Cortland Sutton. And if you're Denver, you know that they want Cortland Sutton because they are going to deal Ayuk to the Steelers. The reason, like, Russ had his issues with Sean Payton, as we discussed yesterday, and Sean Payton had his issues with Russ. But the ownership of the Denver Broncos also had an issue with Russ. Not an issue in turmoil, but a money issue. I believe Russ was sat down last year just because of a contract situation. He was sat down so he didn't make a certain portion of the money. You're going to try to tell me that if the Denver Broncos ownership was privy to what the whole deal was, the trifecta, because they wanted to send Ayuk to help Russ Wilson while they're already paying Russ Wilson $39 million to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Hell no, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're not going to give up their number one wide receiver for a third round pick to a team that's probably going to go to a Super Bowl in order for that team to trade one of their top wide receivers to a team of a guy that caused us a lot of turmoil and back and forth, and we had to sit down and not play, and he hated the head coach, and the head coach hated him, and now we have to pay him almost $40 million to go play somewhere else? No chance.
It's a really good point by you, because then Brandon Ayuk and the Russ bus, beep, beep, come rolling on into Denver week two, and they're going to whoop up on your ass.
Yep.
And you don't want to see that. Like, I had thought coming in, hey, given these reports, maybe the Steelers could turn plan B. If you're not willing, Broncos, to give up Cortland Sutton for a 3, and the Steelers are going to give a 2 and a 3 to get Ayuk and pay all that money, well, Pittsburgh, why not give a 2 to Denver now to get Cortland Sutton? They're not going to do that.
No. Same thing.
And I think it's twofold. Everything you just said makes a ton of sense. Sean Payton strikes me as the petty type.
Yep.
Yeah, he strikes me as the petty type. Yep. He had Paul Blart Mall Cop playing him in the movie, but he strikes me as the petty type. Not only that, you're starting a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix.
Yes.
Is a second-round pick going to make you give away your rookie quarterback's number one option?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. So the Steelers are left here without a plan B. It's way too late in the game. If this had all happened 2 months ago, plenty of opportunities to find a guy to replace Van Jefferson as your number two, not named Brandon Ayuk. But now we're talking about, we are 2 days from Sunday, and Sunday is a week from when they play. They're screwed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.